Microsoft Word developer Richard Brody offers a classic example of the genre in Virus of the Mind, 1996. Brody's book, billed as the first popular work on memes, is part pop science and part self-help. In the general confusion, originating with Dawkins himself about whether a meme resembles a gene, in which case you cannot avoid it, or a virus, in which case you can and should, Brody's long-awaited scientific theory unifying biology, psychology, and cognitive science leans toward the viral view. He assures us that people who understand memetics will have an increasing advantage in life, especially in preventing themselves from being manipulated or taken advantage of. Of course, Brody knows what to make of RSMEs. They are some of the most powerful mind viruses in the universe. Not to worry, though. You can consciously program yourself with memes that help you with whatever you're up to in life. That's one of the main strategy memes in the memetics paradigm. It goes against that strategy to believe religious dogma without having consciously chosen it as empowering to your own life. It's also counter to the memetics paradigm to believe religious memes or any memes are true rather than half-truth useful in a given context. Brody's religious memes divide so easily into those that empower and those that don't. "That's it! That's all there is to it!" he exclaims. "None of the religions is the true one. They're all variations on a theme, or a meme." But let's take a closer look at what memes make for a successful religion. What, one wonders, would John of the Cross or Buddha's disciple Subhuti make of a successful religion? One thinks of William James's century-old excoriation of his country's national disease, the squalid bitch goddess, success. James was a pragmatist, but he knew of places where pragmatism wisely fears to tread. However, what if evolutionary psychology makes testable predictions? That might provide evidence for its claims about RSMEs, not necessarily conclusive evidence if other approaches predicted the same outcomes with equal success, but at least some evidence. Evolutionary psychology and modern society. Evolutionary psychologists have offered some testable insights into present-day social problems. For example, the widely recorded claim that stepfathers are more likely to abuse children than natural fathers. As Sharon Begley explains in the Wall Street Journal profile of science philosopher David Buller,